Bugs Bunny is back, like B.J. Wiedemann, who does our theme music. The Wescoey Wabbit and his pals star in a new Looney Tunes series on HBO Max. And it wouldn't be Looney Tunes without Looney Tunes. A soundtrack album for the new series is out. Tim Grieving has the story.
The new Looney Tunes still opens with that theme. They wouldn't dare change that. But everything that follows needed a new composer.
It was certainly intimidating.
Joshua Mosher is one of two composers for the new Looney Tunes.
I come at this from a jazz background, and when you learn to play that music, you just embody the language of these musicians that you look up to. And so I really approached Carl Stalling the same way.
Carl Stalling was the big kahuna of cartoon scoring. He started with silly symphonies at Disney, but he made his name at Warner Brothers starting in the 1930s, where he scored more than 700 cartoons. Stalling applied the same techniques he'd learned as an organist accompanying silent films, reacting and improvising to on-screen antics, and using existing classical pieces and popular tunes.
Meep, meep.
The orchestra runs upstairs, tiptoes, and gets bonked on the head along with the characters.
Hey, what's the matter with you anyway? Don't you even know a rabbit when you see one?
John Powell is the Oscar-nominated composer of animated features like How to Train Your Dragon and Kung Fu Panda. Even though he's not part of the new Looney Tunes, he feels Carl Stalling's influence so strongly that he uses a sort of Richter scale with directors that he calls the Stalling number.
You know, so if you say, okay, we only need a Stalling number of two here, that basically means, you know, tone it down, don't hit things, don't go for the musical juggler, calm down. But if madness ensues in the cartoon world, why not have fun with it?
So, new Looney Tunes composer Joshua Mosher had some Acme-sized shoes to fill. And even though he's never scored a show like this before, he's actually been preparing for a while.
I was always experimenting with how could I do a Carl Stalling kind of sound on my own, even going back to college. And I had some experiments that I found on old hard drives that I threw together on a reel.
Mosher submitted that reel in an open casting call and got the job. He recorded a full orchestra on the Warner Brothers lot for the first two cartoons, and for the rest, he had a chamber ensemble of six players at Capitol Studios.
There's cartoons like The Roadrunner and The Coyote where there's no dialogue except for a few meeps.
Meep, meep.
The first time I worked on one of those, it just looked like this big blank slate. But you realize, oh, the dialogue is the music. The Coyote, his dialogue is the low, meandering bassoon. The Roadrunner, you know, we reference the classical piece Dance of the Comedians.
Beep, beep.
Joshua Mosher has infused HBO Max's new Looney Tunes with Carl Stalling's spirit and added some twists of his own, like bebop. But the main thing he carried over from Stalling? Writing seriously funny music.
What's so great about Looney Tunes is that they are caricatures. And it allows the music to be a caricature. It's just such a joy to me to participate in the comedy in an overt way and be part of what's making people laugh.
That's all, folks. For NPR News, I'm Tim Grieving.